You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. The coronavirus brought travel and tourism to a screeching halt this spring. But as we learn more, lockdowns were lifted, precautions were taken, many people started to move around again. Our next guest has been gathering the data to get a better understanding of travel and tourism and how it was affected in one of Wisconsin's most popular areas, Door County. Sammy Gibbons is a reporter for the Door County Advocate. Sammy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, it's no secret, tourism, a big part of the Door County economy. Can you talk about what happened right off the bat in early spring when this pandemic first hit?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you can see it pretty clearly in the data. There was a massive drop off in April, which, as we know, was kind of when a lot of numbers started spiking. That's when Door County at least spiked, and that's when they reported their first COVID-related death. So numbers absolutely plummeted in April. And then they did sort of start to creep up as the summer went on. We still don't have July and August data since, you know, lodging data is a couple months behind. It was clear that less people were coming. And then as the state started opening up, we saw the numbers climb along with it.
And the sense I get from reading your piece is that from the vantage point of April, March and April, it looked like this was disastrous for Door County. With a couple more months under the belt and talking to people since then, still bad, but not as bad as maybe people were expecting in the spring.
Yeah. I just went up there actually a couple of weeks ago in August, and people had said that they had been booming since about May. Obviously, June, July, August are kind of the peak tourist seasons. June especially is when they see an influx usually. So people were doing the camping trips and going to the beaches now that it was super nice out and there wasn't much else to do. So yeah, many business owners that I spoke to did say that they had actually, some had seen, you know, a spike in revenue and had been busier than ever. So a lot of people expected the worst, and it still might be, they still kind of do expect to fall shorter than they have in previous summers. And many of them say they won't really completely feel those effects until possibly next summer, when they have to kind of reopen again and then have to deal with their finances. And that's when they'll sort of see the losses they took in this unusual season.
For a lot of these businesses, it wasn't just the hit to the revenue. There were some costs that went up. What did you find when you talked to people at different kinds of tourism related businesses?
Yeah. So a lot of people talked to me about how they spent a lot more money on personal protective gear and things to keep customers safe. I talked to one business owner of a candy store up way north in Ellison Bay who talked about having to move her whole store outside so that people could come and shop safely. So that was a big expense. People started supplying masks or had a bunch of hand sanitizer pumps all over their store, which comes at a cost. So those things to stay open ended up costing them things that they didn't have budgeted because no one expected to be in a pandemic a year ago. So there were definitely some extra costs that are going to appear later on when they have to reevaluate how this summer performed financially.
Talking to Sammy Gibbons, reporter for the Door County Advocate, looking at one of Wisconsin's biggest tourist markets, Door County, how it was affected from the data we have so far by the coronavirus pandemic. Now, you talked to people about their foot traffic in stores and things like that. You also looked at data for literal traffic, how many people were driving to Door County. What does state data tell us?
Yeah, it does show us that there was a fall from previous summers. I specifically looked mostly at 2019, of course, the most recent summer. The major highway that connects the rest of Wisconsin to what I like to call Wisconsin's thumb, Door and Kewaunee counties, had a 36% less vehicles in April of this year compared to the same month in 2019. So like I said, April was when the first death was reported and kind of when schools started closing and everything went haywire. So it does make sense that there was a big cut to traffic there. But I looked at five total major points where the Wisconsin Department of Transportation monitors cars that go by. And all of them did see, on average, a 3% drop in traffic across three of them are bridges in Sturgeon Bay and then a couple of highway points. So one did see a bit of a spike, one of the historical Michigan Street Bridge in Sturgeon Bay. A lot of people like to drive across that bridge anyway. So overall, yes, fewer cars seen this summer, unsurprisingly.
You also asked some business owners if they were seeing, when it came to the tourists who did come, the usual suspects or different customers coming. What did you hear?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one hotel owner said that they saw a drastic change in clientele. They said usually it's their returning customers didn't come back this summer, and that's because a lot of their returning customers are 50s, 60s or higher. So a lot of them are in that at-risk category of getting severe effects if they were to come down with COVID-19. So he told me that they did see more 20s, 30s and people under 50 coming this year. And a lot of people said that they did see a lot more. They noticed a lot more locals coming, and a lot of them talked about how there were pushes throughout the county to support your local businesses. And since Door County is a fairly small county, there's about 27,000 people total. A lot of these communities are tight-knit. So pretty much every business owner I talked to talked about how it did seem like more locals were coming and checking out stores they hadn't really been to. You know, less neighbors than tourists because people wanted to help one another out, which is kind of how Door County is.
You talked to a bookstore owner, among other things, about wearing masks. What did you hear about customers' willingness to put on that mask?
Yeah, so I did ask a lot of business owners about that. And luckily, most of them said they didn't have any issues. But the bookstore owner, Otherworlds Books and More in Sturgeon Bay, they did talk about experiencing some pushback from customers who just didn't agree with the mask mandate and didn't want to wear it, even though they were being asked to. The owners had set up a system so that there were only a certain number of people in the store. So sometimes big groups would come and they would ask half the group to stay outside, and then the whole group would get mad that they couldn't shop together. Also not included in the article, I had spoken to a restaurant owner who said that people were coming in and yelling at the hostess, who was a young teenager who was just getting yelled at by these people just for asking them to wear a mask. So like I said, luckily it seems like generally people were respectful of that request, but definitely, as we've seen in the news across the nation, there was some pushback for those requests.
Sammy, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Sammy Gibbons, reporter for the Door County Advocate. She joined us for a look at tourism in Door County during the year of the pandemic based on the data available so far and her interviews, as we heard, from business owners in the area.